Transformers. Why was the cartoon so good and the movie sucked so bad? I feel it's like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Did you ever read the original comics?
Not really.
The original comics were awesome. They were violent. They were angry. What the f***? No, stop. Stop. They were awesome.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Where's the one note up now? It literally sounds like you're singing like the farting, song to, like yeah, accompanying farts. So now because you're not laughing at that, was that male humor?
Totally male humor. Not falling.
Just because you don't know Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles doesn't mean you have to associate this with toxic masculinity.
So you said that, I didn't say that.
I can see your judgmental face.
I can hear your insecurity coming up, and that's why you're saying
that. Is that what it is?
That's what I'm hearing.
Am I projecting my insecurities onto you?
Wow, you're just projecting it into the airwaves.
Prima, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Chus?
Yeah, hi. Yeah.
So for a second week, we've drug Prima back into our conference room, again at the Raft office, to record another episode. I think you're just going to start to be a staple on the show.
I would love to do that. It was so much fun last time.
That's good. And until you get like really busy, then you're going to be like, don't bother me with this.
Exactly.
Okay. So actually, one of the people who's not here, who I do wish was here, was Lily, because I'm going to start off talking a little bit about some of the information she brought back from IXDA. And so if you guys are fine with that, I'll kick this off. So if for those of you who don't know, Lily is another one of our designers here, and she recently attended the IXDA conference in Seattle. She's actually been on the podcast a couple times, but about a year ago or so.
Yeah, she introduced the Kaleidoscope deck.
Yes, yeah. Yes, which you can still go to the website, www.raftcollective.com, and find it somewhere. I don't know where.
It still comes to you for free.
Exactly. Whew, good, we're getting better at plugs. Okay, so Lily attended the IXDA conference, and one of the hot-button topics that has been a long-running topic on this podcast was ethics. But she came back a little bit deflated because she was saying so many people were up on stage discussing it, but nobody had solutions as to what to do about this. And we had a very long conversation over lunch about what was going on, why this was happening, everything from designers as a discipline causing this to language, which I think Chus will go over. So I'll just turn it over to Chus.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about this, because yes, it seems like a hot button issue where everyone's just talking in circles and no one's actually doing anything about it.
So it came up over lunch. It was actually Timon who noticed...
Another one of the designers here.
Exactly. Who noticed a problem with the word ethics. So as Joe is saying, everybody is talking about ethics and company should have ethics and good ethics and whatever. But in Dutch, the word ethics is not something you can have. It is something that you can perform. And if we talk about what the word ethics actually means, it is the art of discussion of what is good and bad from different very core beliefs. They are structures and principles that help you discuss certain things to figure out if it's actually good for mankind, good for me, good for everybody. And morals are what comes out of that, is what you personally have inside of you that you find good. So having ethics is everybody has ethics. We've all thought about things, why we're designing them or what we intend them to do, but I think as good ethics doesn't exist in Dutch.
Well, so let me go back to a little bit about why this even came up at lunchtime. So over the last few days, there's been a series of stories, and I'll just read some of the headlines to you, but Twitter has suspended or banned a few people, specifically these were people on the far right side, for, I'll say, quote unquote, hate speech, because I did not go and read the specific tweets, just what was in the article. There was more articles on gaming and specifically racism, misogyny, death threats, going back to the 2014 Gamergate aspect, which is just not really a one-time incident, but a situation that has been amplified through games. And then also there was an article on IBM using ethnic labels like yellow and mulatto on job applications. So there is just a whole sort of broader discussion around sort of these different racial situations, and then also the situation that we keep going back to of people want social media like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest to take moral, should we say moral, is that ethical, or some sort of stance on what is allowed to be presented within their materials, within their purview. And so that's, I think, how we got into this broader discussion. But then, yeah, over lunch, we went through this whole situation that, you know, why is this happening? What ethics are, Chus, to your point, across different languages, they mean different things. We didn't ask Prima this, because Prima, you speak Chinese, right?
Yes, I okay. do. I was actually thinking in my own mind, like, okay, how would I translate ethics into Cantonese? I think you can say you have certain ethics. I think you can say that.
But is that a specific meaning in and of itself, or is it a descriptive term?
That's very, because I'm struggling to still think about the word ethics.
I can imagine.
So keep it in your mind first. Okay, she's going to go look at it. That's okay. Your first language, and you're going to go to Google to figure this out. This is perfect.
Looking up Chinese words on Google.
Yes. Okay, so one of the other discussions that we started getting into was, I think there's twofold, so we can take this in either direction. My personal slant on this is one of the reasons designers don't make any necessarily decisions on this is, number one, we're oftentimes in the role of facilitators or discussion aids, or we provide guidance, but we don't often make decisions, and so this doesn't necessarily come naturally to lay these things down. Number two, we're not necessarily in a role where we can do that. But the other thing, and the much more interesting thing, is if you take companies like the ones we are asking, for those who speak English, the ones we are asking to apply ethical guidelines, we have never before had situations like this. Because Facebook, Twitter, Instagram go cross-border, they are global companies, and we are asking for a global population that will have very different morals, laws, whatever you want to call ethics, per country to try to come together and align on a set of, you know, applied morals, we can say, to a set of content. That's pretty hard, and I don't think people get how difficult that type of situation is.
I think I want to take one step back, because we're getting stuck in a word that can mean many things.
Okay, fair.
And of course, I have Wikipedia open because we need to have our baseline, and and that is Wikipedia.
Nice.
Yeah. No. So the first sentence really makes it much easier for us to discuss it. It says ethics or moral philosophy.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah, is a branch of philosophy that involves systematizing, defending, and recommending concepts of right and wrong conduct. So let's stop talking about ethics and having good ethics. Well, let's talk about moral philosophy. It is a way of discussing things. It is not a state in which things are. And there are many philosophies that actually fight each other. Moral philosophies that fight each other, or that look at different parts of what is good and bad. And in the end, what we want is companies to act good. That's what we're talking about.
But this is subjective. And this was actually a great conversation we had yesterday, because we were talking to another person, and they were like, yeah, everyone's up in arms about ethics, but ethics doesn't mean good, and ethics doesn't mean one thing. So moral philosophy doesn't mean one thing. And that's where I think designers inherently misunderstand the problem.
Yeah.
They come at it from a point of view of my personal morals must be applied, and we need to figure out how to do that.
Yeah.
Versus on a global scale, how do you apply a set of rules that everybody can follow and doesn't necessarily exclude people?
So what I have an issue with is people on stage calling for we need good ethics and we need companies to act good without actually understanding that ethics or moral philosophy is a science that has different streams within it that actually have names and principles to them to actually figure out what you mean with it. And we're all coming from a point of free-floating anxiety instead of from a point of knowledge.
Yeah, I think I want to take I looked up the word, by the way, and I think it's interesting. So ethics in Chinese, it has a sort of connotation similar to theories. And then moral is something that you act out on, is a behavior. Yeah. So I think that's interesting in and of itself, because we all have moral codes and moral compass. But sometimes it's very subjective. Sometimes it's very unconscious. We act just the way we act because socially, culturally, we brought up a certain way. But then it becomes interesting when we have concepts and terminologies that we can actually label it, that allows us to start discussing with other peoples. And then that turns moral behaviors into something discussable, debatable, and then that turns into something more theoretical that can then be generalized and spread. And in general, that's how kind of behaviors is being shaped in societies when you look about that. So when I look at ethical situations and how do we apply that, I think that's precisely the steps that we are all in at the moment, is actually start recognizing that this is a likely problem that we need to face, and then start giving it terminologies and labeling it, and then so that we are sure that we're discussing the same thing in the same way, we're comparing apples to apples, oranges and oranges, and the process of discussions is actually what is being applied. So when I look at it, I think precisely having contradicting conversations is the whole idea about how do we move behaviors.
Yeah, we actually had somebody do a presentation yesterday sort of on his general career and his ideas about design. And I think he nailed it there. Why is this now all of a sudden an issue? And didn't this used to be an issue in design? And he was talking about 30 years ago, you would design a toaster, right? And a toaster has a purpose. It's not meant as a weapon. You're not designing a weapon. It can really hardly be turned into a weapon, and it has a space in which it's used, and it's contained to that. It's just a toaster. Except now we're making toasters that do more things. There's actually a friend of the studios has once designed a toaster that would sell itself if it's not used, right? We're now imbuing all of these objects that we're making and platforms that we're designing with globally stretching effects.
Go ahead.
No, I was actually talking, we were talking about this a little bit earlier in lunch as well too, like where does the conflict of ethics come from? And we're actually saying, hey, actually when you look at a very homogeneous society, there's little discussions about ethics to the level that we're doing right now, because everybody expects good behaviors in a certain way, because we're pretty homogeneous, we're raised by a certain frame of mind that we shared with people, right? But now with globalizations, we start to interact across the borders, we start to be confronted with different points of view. So that's that confrontation is precisely why ethics come from. So it's kind of your point about moving into a more complex, more connected world, and then therefore we're encountering all these things.
Yeah, we make these objects that aren't contained to me and what I need them to do. They allow me to communicate with everybody. They allow my opinion to influence other people's lives by sending out a tweet or whatever. We're just getting much more global, and the products that many designers are right now designing have the ability to touch very many people's lives instead of my bread in my kitchen.
So let me carry on what you were saying about the toaster, because I think the one thing that we need to bridge over to was, yes, previously we made, you know, a toaster, a table, whatever, a product with a specific reason for existence. But now the example where he went was AI, right? That we are creating more general aspects. And because of that, we need to create a system in which those new products live, since they do not have a specific purpose anymore.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, Prima, to your point, first off, let me divide hate speech or attacking somebody else with different points of views. Because I think we can all agree that the idea of whatever type of hate speech or however you want to define that, but essentially attacking somebody else is not good.
Yeah.
But we confuse that with different points of view. And so if I, you know, I was born and raised in the US, I have specific views on a variety of topics. But if I come to somebody, if I meet somebody who was born and raised in Saudi Arabia, that person may not be a bad person, however you want to define it. They may not be a murderer or whatever, but they may have different views on how you treat women in society. But they may not see that as negative. They may not be a bad person. It's just how they were raised and what they were presented with. But all of a sudden, we see that as some sort of attack or affront on our personal moral compass, right? If I say, you know, Prima, to you that, you know, okay, well, you need my permission to drive, that sounds like something that is, you know, very negative. But you could take that in the context that it is and understand that it may not be negative to people who are very good people there. It's just simply a way of life. And I think when we have these conflicts, to your point, we don't discuss them. We simply say, no, you're wrong because I have been raised in a certain way.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the same thing with religion. I have been raised Catholic, therefore my God is correct. And sorry, Allah and the faith of Islam, you are not correct by default. You know, and I think that's where we end up getting into these just brutal conflicts of this needs to happen and we need this set of laws. When we say that, we don't say it holistically, we say it personally. Chus, to your point, you know, at the beginning of the podcast, we were saying, or before we went on, you know, what do we want to tell designers in order, because, you know, we don't want to just ramble incoherently.
Yeah.
Designers will continually say, we need to understand the problem. And, oh, you're jumping to solutions. Let's understand the problem. I don't think most designers understand this problem. And I don't know if Prima, if that was you or if that was Chus who was saying this, but I don't think we are informed to even that conversation of ethics, philosophy, morals. We are jumping forward based on, and putting forward that we need a solution based on personal morality, but we are not understanding that the products that we have today did not exist 10 or 20 years ago. They exist agnostic of borders, which is previously what a lot of times controlled that moral compass. And because of that, it is a very difficult problem to solve, and it requires discussion,
yeah,
and understanding and reflection and the ability to say, maybe I'm not right, or maybe I need to be more understanding. But I don't think designers actually know that problem. So if I was going to say something to a designer, I would say, step back and understand that problem, and then understand that we are in a different type of situation that is not one of geographic countries, but one of digital products that are scaled globally.
I really agree to that, and I think we actually haven't really gone beyond just talk about ethics. But then when you ask different people, people probably interpret and also explain it slightly differently. We don't seem to have deconstructed the concept of ethics, and we haven't used any other descriptive words or terminology to describe ethics beyond ethics. So I think before we can even think about solution, let's just deconstruct the concept of ethics. Where does ethics come from? What does it entail? How does that express itself? You know, and then we need to formulate vocabularies that is diverse enough and comprehensive enough for us to fully comprehend this topic, and then maybe we can then start discussing with other people and then be able to take on their perspective as well. And only before we do that, only then we can really get to the solution space.
When I was studying IT at the beginning of my career, I thought I was going to be more into programming and new gadgets than design. The first class I took, it was not optional, it was required, was a class into ethics, into moral philosophy. Learning all these different ways of thinking about your stuff, because that IT university understood that the products you are making are meant to hit many people's lives, and therefore they actually can have a big impact on society. And I think anybody who's studying design right now should make sure that while they're studying, they pick up some of these topics so they are able to have this discussion not from a gut feeling, but from a feeling of a systematized approach that you can teach other people, because it will help us discuss things without getting angry. Because the problem is, when you discuss from your gut, anger is not that far away. And once a discussion has heated up, you're not going anywhere besides backwards.
Yeah, then you feel like other people kind of like violating your own moral code. But we need to be able to separate that into a conceptual level versus, you know, you're attacking me.
Yeah. And a discussion is not meant for me to persuade you into my opinion, but it's for us both to learn each other's opinions and why, and for us both to progress from that point.
Yeah, and in order to do that, I really do believe that we need to have good set of vocabularies and terminologies that allow us to discuss that in a neutral and not personally threatened kind of way.
Yeah.
I know you don't like me railing on designers, but I'm really a self-hating designer, so I apologize for this. But it just comes across to me so much like ethics is one of a continual line of things that designers will jump on where they see something happening, but they won't really have the depth or the knowledge. And
yeah.
I'll tie this back in a positive way in a moment. But for example, working in consultancies now for almost a decade, and I know you have been too, or Chus, sorry, and Prima, you've joined from the corporate world. So many times within consulting, designers apply the same set of methodologies to a set of problems without understanding those problems, and they believe the methodologies will solve those problems. But what I've seen so often is without a clear foundation of what's actually happening within that industry or within that sector or within that country, you just solve the surface level work and you actually never provide any value to the people who have hired you. Like the amount of times that I've seen people go into a telco and then say, well, we did research for 2 days and we found that people like discounts. And I'm not joking on this, right? Like, and you're like, well, yes, of course people like, that's, we understand that. For me, I do think there is something worthwhile of designers really fundamentally understanding a space that they're working with and not simply saying applying the methodology is enough, right? There's a reason why I don't rush out and work in healthcare because I don't understand that industry enough, whereas Matthias, you know, has worked for multiple years on healthcare. He's going to know what's going on in that field. And I think that's worthwhile also presenting that designers can't simply say, well, it's just a set of methodologies. There is a set of knowledge that you need as well to tackle problems at a depth that provides value and not simply saying at that surface level, but ethics and my personal ethics and moral. And you're like, that doesn't solve anything. And I think, Prima, to your point, that's why we're not solving it, because we're applying the same methods and this isn't the same situation.
The only thing that I think I want to add to this is that when you are as a designer, you have a seat on the table now. If you get to the point of we need to discuss how this is from a moral, ethical perspective, you are most likely the only person on the table to bring up that topic at the moment and to bring that knowledge. So if you don't have that, I would recommend that you learn about it, because other people on the table have other hats on. They either want to push a product out the door, or they want to meet business goals, or they want to keep their team going. So we are in a unique spot to bring this to the table. But as Joe says, please don't just bring that because you think that open-mindedness is all you need to discuss ethics. That's not the thing.
Yeah, but that you actually brought up an interesting point as well, too. Like, where should this type of discussions happen, and at what levels? Who should be taking a lead in this?
Yeah.
Oh, so this is an interesting one, and what I have seen, and I've only seen this right now within the financial industry, but I'm sure people within AI or software are doing this as well, but several banks that I've either worked with or know friends at are setting up ethical boards.
Yeah.
Now, what I hate about boards is they don't make decisions, so thereby I find them worthless, right? Just as a fundamental rule, if you don't make a decision, why are you here to have a conversation? That being said, it's interesting to think that companies are doing this, because what are they, just as the conversation we've been having, what are they applying? I think within the financial industry, you basically have a little bit better of an idea of what you can apply, because there is already some laws in place around that. But yeah, I think you are starting to see companies do this. So I'm curious to see where this will go and how they'll tackle the problems that we've discussed. You take a global company like, what's a good global bank, let's say? Trying to think, like,
I can think of HSBC, but that's
HSBC. Yeah. I mean, that's fine. Where is HSBC based? Is that Hong Kong?
Is in UK.
UK. Okay, that's so I was totally incorrect on that one. Thanks. For some reason, I always thought it was.
We can beep
it was,
you.
It was.
wait.
I always thought it was Hong Kong.
I'm failing here.
But what's interesting, yes, is let's say that you take a bank that is located across multiple countries with different moral codes, and yet this bank is applying an ethics board that is supposed to go across everything. How do you apply those situations? Because you take something like anti-money laundering, or you take something like you're not supposed to process any payments that support terrorist groups. But at some point, everybody can argue what's a terrorist group and what's a good group, right? I mean, outside of the few like real terrorist groups, but then you have something like out of the US, Antifa, who I'm not a fan of, but I know that there is a growing following.
Yeah, so the tools to discuss good and bad are called moral philosophy or ethics. And I think it's a good point for us to all learn about it. I'm not saying that we will earn a seat on the ethics board, but at least we can understand what comes out of it.
Okay, I think we've gone in enough in our own circular discussions here, but I think we've actually brought up some ideas and aspects that designers do need to focus on and do need to think about before opening their mouth within this discussion, and also just being a little bit more open. I see you have something to say, Chus.
So. Yeah, we're just as designers, wired to care for the end user and therefore less for the company. And that's probably why we bring up this topic all the time, every now and then, when we see that the business might have a different goal or that the marketing might have a different goal.
Can I also bring up one more point, and we may or may not want to include this, but I think when we really think about these type of global discussions, we always think from a very Western mentality as well, too, especially where you're thinking about what's good and right, you know, proper behavior versus not proper behaviors. And I think we have to always be mindful of the unequal power balance in this world and always consider less developed countries and how actually these power dynamics is going to influence things as well.
Cool. Well, Prima, thank you for joining us once again. Chus, see you in a few minutes on the office floor.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.